So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today. I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click be the first to try, and then select take our quiz.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Bachelor Happy Hour Part 2 with Zach and Katie. Do you prefer Kate? Because he called you Kate.
Yeah.
You want Kate?
Close people to me call me Kate, but you guys can call me Kate.
Okay, nice. All right. So we're close to you. I'm Joe.
I'm Serena, and we're here with Zach and Kate.
For Part 2 of Bachelor Happy Hour.
And okay. If you did not listen to Part 1, go back and listen, or at least listen to like the last 5 minutes, because we're about to have Zach and Kate finish a story about their terrible travel to Canada, more specifically Zach's terrible travel.
Zach's first trip to Canada.
So continue, Zach.
Yeah. So I booked the flight. I get on the flight to Toronto. And at this point, I'm still so upset because I missed the opportunity to see Kate's grandma again.
You also are on no sleep, I'm assuming.
Oh, no sleep. Yeah. No. But like, I couldn't fathom going to sleep that night because I was just so in my own head. I was beating myself up about it. And like, just seeing her grandma. I've met her grandma quite a few times and she's lovely. But I get to Toronto and fortunately, the airline finds my luggage like a day or two later, ships it to her brother's house. All is starting to shape up really well. I'm meeting the friends. I'm meeting the family. I'm checking out Toronto, Burlington, all these places.
Way to throw Burlington in there.
Yeah,
that's just where my brother lives.
Okay, yeah, nice, yeah. Nice. I was like, where'd you go? The Coat Factory?
wait,
did we go?
Is that an actual thing?
What, Burlington Coat Factory?
Is that where it started?
Yeah,
is
that? I don't know.
You know, no, Lululemon started in Victoria.
Vancouver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought the first one was Victoria.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Love Lululemon.
Anyway.
We got to ask Google later.
Lululemon. You're seeing all the places.
Seeing all the places, and the trip's going great. Like, we're kind of moving on. Mm-hmm. We're getting through it.
Yeah.
And
now it's time to go to Kingston.
Toronto to Kingston. To go to her best friend or one of her best friend's weddings and the rehearsal dinner. Kate's in the wedding. I'm along for the ride, but this is the first time I'm meeting her in person, her best friend. So there's a lot on, you know, at stake, right? And going to Kingston.
Zach's duty to book the train tickets to Kingston.
Okay. Yeah. So I booked the tickets like couple weeks.
What were you taking, like the GO train from Toronto?
Via Rail.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Kate calls me one day. She was gone, and she's like, "Hey, can you book these for us on this date? We got to go." I was like, "Yeah, sure, babe. Whatever. Like, let me do it after this call." I'm on Via Rail. 6:45. Ooh, that's enough time. Book two tickets. We're good to go. We get dropped. Well, you take this part.
What?
Because I'm kind of fuzzy with who dropped us off, or like how we got there.
Okay, so we basically get on the GO train. We end up going into Union Station, and it's kind of like cleared out a little bit. And we go to scan our tickets, and the barcode is not scanning. And we're like, oh, what the heck's going on?
We're like 6:40 p.m.
The girl goes, this was for 6:40 a.m., sir.
Oof.
No.
Yeah. And the girl's like, yeah, it's military time.
Yeah.
So anyways, luckily my friend Sam, she came to the rescue and she drove us to Kingston that night. So we were in the clear there. And that was
the wedding fun? Did you have a good time?
The wedding was great. Okay. We met all my best friends.
Yeah.
It was a really good wedding.
It was so much fun. And there was a conversation starter for me for everyone.
Yeah, you had a good story.
Everyone just knew me as the passport guy.
You know what's so funny is maybe this is a Canadian thing, I don't know. And because we travel outside of the country more frequently, I would say, than Americans do, I never travel without my passport. Even if I'm traveling within Canada, I never travel without my passport. I have it on me at all times. And
that's a Canadian thing. It's not an American thing.
Yeah.
Like, I never travel without my passport unless I'm leaving the country.
I hope to. Yeah.
Like, Joe will, when we are going to Canada, be like, don't forget your passport. And I'm like, I bring my passport to LA. Yeah. I bring it to Chicago. Everywhere. I bring it everywhere with me.
When I first went on spring break to Mexico, there was no passports required.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Yeah. I'm dating myself, but pretty crazy. Okay.
What was required? Just an ID?
ID. ID.
For Mexico, it used to just be ID.
ID.
I used to go as a kid.
I still would have brought my passport.
Yeah, it's 100%.
Yeah.
Okay, so we saw on Instagram you and your girls from your season all did another trip, huh? Yes.
You guys are travelers. You're always doing trips together, I feel like.
I think it's amazing because we all are from different states, so we always try to pick a different state to experience all together. Like, nobody had been to Tulum.
That's fun.
So
that's nice, too, because then one person doesn't have to be, like, the tour guide for the whole weekend and, like, plan the whole itinerary. Like, if everyone was going to Austin, they'd probably be like, Katie, what do we do? Yeah. Where do we eat?
Which we did do that, too.
Okay.
I think there was 12 of us.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And that was January. Yeah, that was in January. That was our first trip.
Yeah.
And that was an Airbnb with all the girls. Like, that was just...
That's a lot.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun. And we all watched the premiere together. So
That's really fun.
Yeah. And then we've been to Miami together. We've been to Fort Lauderdale, Tulum. And our next trip is Montana.
Oh, random.
Not Boston.
No, that's with Nat, my best friend. Oh, got
it. Well, how many of these trips are you guys going to take a year?
I don't know. I think just...
Do you have a favorite one so far?
I would say Tulum.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you guys getting influencer deals on these trips or no?
Yes. Okay. But like, we're not getting paid to show up to places. It's kind of like a...
Yeah, you're staying for free kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Somewhat.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then there's like some free meals if we post a story or whatever, stuff like that. The park.
So you're getting a deal. Away. You're getting a deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's really nice. They're a great group of girls. And I'm so fortunate. And the great thing is we all had this bond on the show and we continue to have that. And we continue to just like build that, grow. And with new memories too.
Who's like the planner out of the group? Like, who's the one that's like, okay, like, booking the next trip, like who's initiating it?
We all kind of chip in. Like the Tulum trip, I would say I probably did most of the
planning. It was a birthday trip
for that. We all kind of share.
Okay,
we all kind of chip in, and we'll all kind of like reach out to different companies, restaurants to see what we can get. Divide and conquer, basically.
Yeah.
But the next trip, I believe Jess and Mercedes is taking that one.
Okay. Did you guys watch Paradise? Ooh.
Yes, we watched Paradise.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And wait, so it was a lot of the girls from your guys' season.
Yes.
So how has that been watching it all unfold? Oh. I mean, a lot of the girls from your season are very entangled in some major storylines.
No, I love watching it back, and I love seeing how they deal with things. Because, like, for example, Mercedes, like, I didn't see her a lot on our season, like, airtime-wise, and see, like, her build connections. So to see her with Tyler and see her with Will, like, that was amazing that she had those moments. And unfortunately, it didn't work out, but it's beautiful to see that and see how happy they are. Mm-hmm. Obviously, sometimes it does go south.
Seems like a lot of the time it went south.
What did Mercedes say to you on this trip about?
Yeah, you guys all got, you were with Jeff.
I was asking the same questions.
The girls tell you about Paradise?
Yeah, we need some insider information.
Give us the tea, Kate.
So for our listeners, who was on this Tulum trip? Mercedes, Jess,
Kylie, Ariel, and Gabby.
Okay.
And Davia.
Ariel and Gabby. Oh, Davia was on Paradise.
Kat was not on this trip, but she's been on past trips, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so the girls that were on this trip.
Yes.
The girls that were on this trip, what are they saying?
About Paradise?
Yes.
Collectively, I think it was just a good experience for them. Would they do it again? I think different girls are going to say different things.
I also think that answer changes a lot. Like, give it a year and their answer might be different.
Very true. Very true. Mm. But truly, like, even out of Mercedes' mouth, like, verbatim, she said, it was a great experience. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And so to hear that, that's amazing. And
well, it does seem like, because we can compare to our season, I don't know what it was our season, but, like, people were like, I want to go. Like, if I'm not in a strong relationship and basically have to be here for the sake of this relationship, I want to go home. And I feel like it's like the opposite with this past season, where there's not a lot of strong relationships, but they all want to stay and they're all jumping around trying to find. I do think they want to find relationships. Yeah. I don't think everyone's just like being phony, but like, it's just like there were so many strong couples in our season. And if you weren't like, oh, I have to stay, otherwise I can't be in this relationship right now, I'm getting off this beach. And those, they were like the opposite.
It's not a vacation though. That's the thing. Like, Paradise is not a vacation.
It didn't feel like it when we were there, but it might seem like they feel like it's a vacation.
Did Mercedes, does she think Tyler played her still? Is that still a thing?
I would say yes. Yeah.
I mean, it seemed that way. Yeah. It seemed that way.
It came across like that for sure.
Yeah.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today.
Beachbound Vacations' perfect beach finder quiz makes it so easy to find your perfect beach. It will match you with a personalized list of resorts that check all your boxes after asking you just five simple questions.
I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation. The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, do you like to hang at the pool or the beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click be the first to try, and then select take our quiz.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Would you ever do Paradise?
Would I ever do Paradise?
Well,
hey there. No.
What about?
What a weird question, Joe.
Well,
I know. They're buying a home together next year. He's like, so Katie.
So would you consider marriage?
Well, yeah. You guys, it's going to segue into my next question. I'm just setting myself up.
Okay.
You're so worried.
And you're not going to do Paradise because you guys are planning on getting married. Did you start any wedding plans yet?
Nope. Mm-hmm. We have decided.
Thank you.
2025. But realistically, like, you know the drill. 2 months on a show, on The Bachelor, everything's expedited. You really don't get to know the entirety of somebody in 2 months. I knew Gabby and Ariel more than I knew Zach at the end of the day, but I knew his heart and I knew his morals and values, and I knew I wanted to be with this man. Mm-hmm. I think you'd make a great father and husband, and that's what sprung me into this relationship. But I lost my train of thought.
But like what you were saying, which very kind and sweet of you, babe, but we now finally get to go on our own time and our own pace. And we get asked all the time, like, when's the wedding date? Like, hurry it up, like all this kind of stuff. And it's like, no, chill. Like, we're finally getting to date, spend time together, build our relationship that is growing. And no, we don't have like a specific date because our entire relationship was leading up to a date.
We're still learning so much about each other every day. Mm. Like, after the show, did I know how he treated his family, his mom, how he treated a server? Does he tip 20%? I don't know.
Does he tip
25%?
Get out of here. No, he's a great tipper.
Are you a tipper after tax or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. So you guys both tip, but you don't know, no wedding plans.
We're honestly just enjoying this so much, this stage in our relationship.
Mm-hmm. Like, sure, really. I hope you guys do, but have you thought at all about where would be your dream wedding?
Turks and Caicos on the beach.
Okay.
2025, probably Mayweather.
Same?
I'm cool.
He's heard this all.
I've heard this all. I'm like, I'm cool with the courthouse and like, let's have it a big ceremony. So I'm cool with that too.
Really.
I'm all for, and we talked about like ideally when we actually, you know, put pen on paper and we get it set up.
Yeah.
We want to do like a destination wedding, very small, very intimate, close family and friends, like very intimate, but make it fun for everyone. So we want to go somewhere cool and leave it at that. Make it a vacation kind of for everyone.
It's also really hard to justify spending thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars toward a day, a very special day, mind you, or put that money towards a house that's going to be ours for the rest of our lives, or we turn into like a rental property or anything like that. But do you know what I mean? Like,
well, it's not a smart investment.
A wedding.
Yeah. It really isn't.
But it's such a special thing.
I know. It's so hard because we did both, right? Like, we did the courthouse and we did the wedding.
Okay, I heard that.
And I recommend the courthouse too. The courthouse was great. But I wish I could sit here and say, like, no, like, the courthouse is enough. You don't need the big wedding. Because obviously, financially, that is like, would be the best answer ever to be like, you don't need a wedding. The courthouse is, you know, the day. But like, the wedding was the best day of our lives.
I love
the number one recommendation.
Wedding week. And that's what's nice about doing a destination wedding is because all your friends and family come in and it's like a vacation for everyone. Yeah.
So highly recommend that. It's true. Like Charleston was so fun. We had days to see people and spend with them versus like a few hours where you're like fighting for time with everyone.
Yeah.
The biggest tip we got to like keep cost down, which we didn't follow, was small wedding. Like the less
and
people, the cheaper
inevitable.
It is.
I think I think it's gonna grow. I think at the end of the day, it's just kind of like, but they've got this person.
Yeah,
like, they're getting married, so kind of, you know what I mean. I think it grows. Not that I've been in the wedding planning.
It does grow,
but
totally.
How about honeymoon? What would you want to do? What would you want to do?
Tropical.
Yeah,
you're a tropical girl, eh?
Tropical.
You like a
very tropical girl.
She's tropical.
I love beaches. I love being outside. I love palm trees. I love dolphins. All things tropical. Let's go.
Yeah. I'm like all for, I love tropical. Always have. But like unique countries, like going somewhere where you typically wouldn't go and just have a vacation. Like I would love to go like Tokyo or something.
Have you
like
been to Tokyo?
No.
For a honeymoon?
No, not a honeymoon. But are we talking only about honeymoons?
I thought
like,
we were talking about honeymoons.
Are you guys, are you guys planning a trip anytime soon?
We just did.
Really?
Okay, where?
So our Christmas presents to each other, we're going to Hawaii.
We're going
I'm so jealous. Wow. I always wanted to go there. I feel so called to go see Hawaii.
Yeah, we are so pumped. We're going to Kauai. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Kauai.
Yeah, super excited.
Yeah.
When are you guys going?
May 3rd.
May 3rd for like 2 weeks almost.
To the 13th, yeah.
That's so exciting.
That's what
I'm so excited.
We're so
I know.
Excited. We're like, let's, for Christmas, instead of, you know, maybe just getting a bunch of gifts here and there. Let's get something for us experience.
Yeah. My sister and I are doing that. We've said we want to like do some sort of trip together in February. We haven't like booked anything, but she's like, let's just get something like really small for each other and then we'll go away and do something fun.
Yeah, exactly.
We're doing for Christmas, for Christmas month, we wrote out a big calendar and we are watching a different Christmas movie every night.
We made like a calendar schedule.
Yeah, I like that.
So tonight is Bad Santa, I think, which we neither of us have ever seen.
That's a good one.
Is it? Okay, we haven't seen that one.
So my question to you guys is, what would be on your list? Three movies, Christmas movies, that would have to be on your list.
Three Christmas movies?
Whoever wants to go, okay. Home Alone 1 or 2?
1.
Okay.
My favorite Christmas movie. National Lampoon Christmas Vacation.
Joe watched that on the plane right
here. On the plane today.
I have
and
to
it's
watch
on,
it.
And it's on like
your thoughts, Joe.
My thoughts.
No, he loves it. It's on our calendar. He watched it early.
To be honest, I watched it today and thought it's not that great.
Whoa.
It's really not. It's just not.
It's nostalgic.
So maybe we could replace it.
We could.
With
Eloise
at Christmas Time.
I used to. I watched it a bunch.
I love Eloise at Christmas Time.
I think
it's an underrated Christmas movie.
But I really love Chevy Chase and I love like Caddyshack. But,
oh, yeah.
But Christmas Vacation is probably the weakest vacation. Like Vegas Vacation.
Out of all of them?
Yeah. Vegas Vacation's a good one. Okay, but
it's true.
Keep going. So Home Alone.
Yeah, that's my number one.
Christmas Vacation for Zach.
Okay, number two, Katie.
Oh, we're going back. Okay.
I was prepared for number two.
A mouth too.
Oh my goodness. I don't know. The Santa Claus movies.
Oh, okay.
Santa Claus.
Those are good.
Which one?
One.
Okay.
That's
okay.
A good one.
One and two are great.
Yeah.
Well, three is that your third movie?
A little short.
What's your third movie? Is it Santa Claus 2 or is it something like Elf?
Oh,
Elf.
Okay, we'll do Elf.
Elf's a good choice.
Will Ferrell's awesome.
I love Elf. I'd say, you know what's in a kind of underrated movie that's not talked about a lot is Fred Claus. Vince Vaughn.
I haven't seen that.
Disagree with that, too.
Have you seen it?
I think Vince Vaughn is pretty funny.
He's so funny. I like him in four Christmases.
He's like kind of the same character.
I love Vince Vaughn.
In everything.
He is
unreal.
He's a dirtbag in the beginning, and then he turns pretty great by the end.
Yep.
I don't know.
He
I
has
think
figured out his thing, and he's just rolled with that for forever. And I'm not mad about it at all.
Yeah.
I don't want to see him do anything else.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I want him as that
just
character in every
movie.
In every just do that.
So Christmas Vacation, Fred Claus, and then your third one.
Oh, the Fred Claus was kind of random.
That was in my vows.
Serena said that in her vows.
Love Actually.
That's not
a controversial moment, though.
Love Actually
is
a Christmas movie.
Oh, I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah, Love Actually is a Christmas movie.
Four Christmases.
Yeah, with Vince Vaughn.
Another Vince Vaughn.
That's a good
one.
That is a good one. That's on our calendar. That's on our Christmas calendar.
You've seen that, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Reese Witherspoon.
And they visit all the families. That's pretty funny.
That's a good one.
I love Vince Vaughn. Same with Adam Sandler. His style is on point,
too. Did you guys see Leo with Adam Sandler?
No.
Watch it.
Oh, it's good.
Leo?
Oh, a movie? I thought you were talking about Leonardo DiCaprio.
It's like number one trending on Netflix right now.
Really?
Adam Sandler animated.
Leo.
It's like an adult.
Animated.
And it's also musical, which I'm not crazy about musicals.
Do you see Spirited? The Ryan Reynolds, what was this? Ryan Reynolds and
Leo, I watched that.
Will Ferrell?
Yeah, we watched that. It wasn't great.
It was, you turned it on and it was a musical. They were singing the whole time.
No,
I was like, this is not what I expected.
Can't do that.
No.
Will you guys do any plays or anything?
Sorry?
Plays?
What?
A play?
Like, go to
a play? Yeah, we go to a play.
Like a Nutcracker?
Oh!
No, we're in the holidays. Like it's the holidays.
Oh, like the Rockettes, the Nutcracker, the ballet.
Oh,
okay.
I would see the Nutcracker, but I haven't been to a play.
Do we have that in Austin?
No, probably not.
Yeah, probably
New York.
Not. Probably
yeah, not. We don't have Broadway like you guys.
You guys don't have Broadway.
Are you guys? How about New Year's Eve? Are you guys New Year's Eve people? We're not really.
I'll be working.
Yeah.
When do you start?
Monday.
Oh, Monday? It's coming up.
It's coming up.
It's coming
up. Yay.
No, I'm not like a big New Year's person either. I'll just probably be home chilling.
Yeah, we were invited to like some parties. But
yeah.
I'll be working.
Mm. Are you working Eve and day or just day?
I don't know.
Forever. Will this be, do you think, your last contract that you do?
So I'm actually not even on a contract.
Okay.
I'm just part-time at the hospital on the floor that I was at previously for my previous two contracts. I love the people. I'm comfortable. I know the charting systems. I know everything. Mm-hmm. So I know everything. I should not have said that. I do not know
anything. Yeah, you do, babe. Yeah, you do.
But, yeah, it's just what I'm comfortable with. So I'm going to go back there, but...
Nice. Yeah. And then TBD.
TBD. Let's get this cosmetic thing rolling, which it's kind of in the works right
now. Okay. That's great.
Yeah. They kind of poached me out, actually.
Oh, no way. That's awesome.
Really exciting.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today.
Beachbound Vacations' perfect beach finder quiz makes it so easy to find your perfect beach. It will match you with a personalized list of resorts that check all your boxes after asking you just 5 simple questions.
I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation. The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, do you like to hang at the pool or the beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click be the first to try, and then select take our quiz.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Did you guys watch Golden Bachelor?
Yes.
Okay, so I was really gung-ho watching Gary. Mm-hmm. We were so excited for the first episode of Gary's season. And we just got so involved with Paradise that it kind of dropped off here and there. But I kind of stayed in the loop, understood what was going on. But I recently just like watched the overnights, mm-hmm. the fantasy. And that's I missed basically the whole middle chunk of the season.
Was that a triggering episode for you, Zach?
Not for him, for me.
That's fair.
Always.
Yeah, it's triggering for all of us.
Is it rough though watching fantasy?
We actually had this conversation not too long ago. It was a phone call because he was in California, and I was just expressing that sometimes it just brings up old emotions. Kind of just like puts me back in that place of everything I was feeling, mm-hmm. and then sometimes I get mad at myself that I didn't say more to you in that situation, or you know, I did something differently, but I also can't beat myself up over that because
in that moment, that's what I
was feeling. Exactly. You can't change anything. And
you're trying to process so much more than you usually would. Like,
yeah.
You probably like went to bed that night being like, I should have said this and I wish I said this.
Oh yeah. No. Yeah. And I still do it. But but the great thing is when I did bring that up, he's like, let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. What do you want to address? What do you want to say to me? And I'm like, I don't even know. I don't even know. And you're just great. You try your best to like help me through it.
Yeah.
Well, it's tough. And I obviously like I had my wrongs on the show, what I could have done better. And like looking back, there's so much I could have handled it differently. Mm-hmm. But like right now and for our future, like what's important is her and like how she feels. And I don't want her to have any sliver of doubt. Mm-hmm. And I know how I know how traumatizing it was for her because I'm not her. But if I can be as supportive as I can.
Yeah.
Because I'll love her through it all, regardless, no matter how pissed off you are about it or want to say something to me, like I'm here for you. Like mm-hmm. I'm here for it. Like you have every right to feel that. Mm-hmm. Like talk to me about it. So I always try to be there for her. And it's tough to talk about though. So I don't blame her when it's something you have to kind of inch towards.
Yeah. It's one of those things that happens every season. And maybe you skip that
watching
episode.
Charity's season back, now watching this, I'm just like, oh.
Well, it's just inevitable. Like there's, you know, the lead is falling for multiple people at the end. There's fantasy suites and things are going to get a little messy. It's every time.
Yeah. For sure. That's always a messy episode. Very, very rarely is it not a messy episode.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice then going for Joey?
Well, I was going to say, did
you give Joey? Yeah. Did you give him advice? Cause you met him, right?
Yeah. So I met Joey real briefly, at Charity's after the final rose and, you know, I told him, I was like, just enjoy the ride. Have so much fun. Like, there's nothing I can tell you that, you know, it's going to make everything just so great. And just have fun with it. Live in the moment, what I told him. And then I could just see it in him. Like, he's going to be just fine. Like, he'll be totally fine.
Yeah. You could even see at when he got announced how
pleased.
He was just like, he did really well.
He's a very poised person. Yeah, that's a good word to describe
calm,
him.
Collected, poised.
Yeah. He very much reminds me of Jason.
He reminds me a lot of Jason.
Jason Tardik?
Yeah, like even just like the way they speak, their the way they carry themselves. Mm. Like there's really something about.
Very similar.
Yeah, a lot of similarities.
I haven't heard a bad thing about Joey.
Like,
no, me either.
Yeah, not one at all.
But yeah, I think the Golden Bachelor, just circling back to that, is really it's cool. I think this was just like a cool new perspective on love and for the viewers to watch. Mm-hmm. And I think it's also inspiring too for people in that age bracket that are watching, and they're seeing that women say, you know, there is hope for me even at this age. Mm-hmm. I still can fall in love, and there's, you know, still that person that's out there for me. So I think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I think it's
Is there great. Anyone you guys want to see as the Golden Bachelorette if they do one?
Okay, Zach asked me this like a few hours ago, and I said I think all would be good, but I think my favorite
so diplomatic. I think everyone
would be great.
Everyone gets roses.
We're going to have 16 seasons.
You have to tune in every week. Who do you want to watch?
I would say, okay, I forget her name. What's her name?
Nancy.
Nancy, the one that was crying in the wedding dress.
Oh, I love Nancy. Yeah, we love her.
Yeah.
Pray for Nancy.
She's great.
Be the Bachelorette.
I'm a Nancy fan.
Yeah.
I like Nancy. I think she's cool.
She is cool. She's like you're like cool aunt. I don't know.
She's so pretty, too.
And she's beautiful. She looked amazing at the Woman Tell All. Yeah.
Yeah. Kathy.
I think I haven't even met Kathy yet.
Your girl Kathy. I mean, she's my girl house. How could you
but
not?
I know you're beefing. Kathy's. I would say my vote's for Kathy.
Really?
Or
Joan. She literally looks like a supermodel. Like, she's super tall, long blonde hair.
The TikTok one.
She's
making a lot of TikTok.
Oh, is she? Joan's getting on TikTok? Get a girl. But she went home because her daughter was dealing with severe postpartum depression.
Okay, talked about.
Yeah. Yeah. She would also be a great one. They've got a lot of good options to choose from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of great women.
Who's your number one?
My number one? Oh, that's so hard. Faith was like one of our first guests. She got the first impression rose from the season. So I just feel like I had like a soft spot for her the whole time. And she like made me cry because she's just like so, like the way she speaks is just like so emotional. I really like her. I think she'd be great.
Was she the motorcycle one?
Yeah.
She rode on a motorcycle.
Oh, cool. We love a motorcycle.
She's giving badass.
Okay, I'm going to say Leslie. All right, let's...
Leslie.
Well, of course. Leslie's very cool, so...
Let's get into... I know it's getting hot in here and you guys got to go, so let's get into some rapid-fire questions. Game.
Let's go.
I'll ask him. You guys go at the same time. Okay. You ready?
Wait, are we going to get a countdown?
I mean...
We'll just say the question and then just go. Okay. First thing that pops in your head.
Okay. Ready. Let's go.
Who's more romantic?
Zach.
Me.
Who's more organized?
Me.
Oh,
What, babe? I got all those organized. I panicked. The drawers.
I know. I panicked.
Are you kidding me?
I'm panicked. Oh, it's you.
Really? Is it her?
No, it actually is her.
Okay.
But it was because I was talking about like I like to keep my office clean, but honestly, I just stay in my office.
I guess I keep our house more organized.
You do. You do.
Okay.
And I thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay.
Who's more stubborn?
Me.
Kate.
Yeah, I picked up on that. Who spends...
It's true. I'll own up to it.
Who spends more time on social media?
Me.
Kate.
Who is a pickier eater?
Neither.
I eat everything. She eats
everything.
Well,
I don't like spice, so maybe me.
Yeah, okay.
That's not picky.
Do you guys have a favorite restaurant in Austin?
Not Loro.
Yes, Loro.
Is that the...
We really want to go.
Asian fusion and barbecue.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been
so good.
I've been, that's the
Was
one
it good?
Place. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
That's one of the few restaurants I've been to in Austin.
I really want to go to Austin.
Yeah.
I just feel like I would
It's like an Asian barbecue spot, right? It's all wood inside.
Yep. Mm.
Yep. Been there.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Gotta go.
Who takes longer to get ready?
Kate.
Who's a better dancer?
Zach.
Me.
Wow. Bust a move.
Who's the better driver?
Me. Babe.
Okay. Yes.
Are you a bad driver?
But I'm a good driver, too.
She's a great driver.
Okay. Joe and I are both not great.
I'm a better parallel parker than you.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'll get us home safe.
Katie,
Zach's got the oh shit handle. He's always holding on to it.
Who's better at pickleball?
Me.
For our listeners, these are questions for Gary.
But you guys like pickleball?
No, we're both good. I think we're both athletic.
We make a great team.
Yeah, we do, babe.
Who's the funny one?
Me.
Kate.
100%.
Who's the better cook?
What'd you say, sorry?
Who's the better cook?
Kate.
Me.
Who is going to take the lead on the wedding planning?
Me.
Kate.
Okay.
Great. All right. Well,
love that.
Sounds like Kate's doing a lot, Zach. You better step up.
Let's go, Zach.
She's bringing the laugh. She's bringing the cooking. She's bringing the wedding planning.
I am a one lucky guy.
She's organizing. You're a lucky guy.
She's got it all.
She's the total package.
You guys did a lovely job. Thank you for coming on two parts of Bachelor Happy Hour. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Of course. And thank you to all our listeners for tuning in. We wouldn't be here without you guys. And make sure you tune in next week to another episode of Bachelor Happy Hour, because episodes every week.
Let's go.
Don't forget to subscribe. Bye.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today. I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click be the first to try, and then select take our quiz.
There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase, because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.